A new survey has found Australian men and boys who perpetrate traditional masculine stereotypes are more likely to engage in unhealthy, harmful and toxic behaviours and attitudes, including sexually harassing women, physical violence and online bullying. The survey was initiated by the Men's Project at Jesuit Social Services. It examines how conformity to outdated ideals of manhood can affect the way men interact with other people, and how elements such as rigid gender roles and aggression and control are associated with suicidal thoughts. Matt Tyler is Executive Director of the Men's Project. He explains to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin how these norms can be addressed, shifted, and discouraged.
We know that oftentimes it's men who are using violence. In fact, 95% of the time when violence is being used, it's men. We know that men also have significant mental health challenges. A man takes his own life in Australia every 4 hours. Even younger boys, 80% of expulsions in school are boys. And so Jesuit Social Services set up the Men's Project to intervene earlier. And as part of that, understand some of the underlying drivers of those behaviours.
And what did you find exactly?
We surveyed 1,000 Australian men between the ages of 18 and 30, and we asked them, what do they think it means to be a man? For men who conform to these man box attitudes, and so these are things like feeling pressure to act tough, even when you feel scared or nervous inside, being self-sufficient or sorting out problems on your own, this idea that men are the ones who bring money into the home. And then at the more extreme end, this sort of idea that men should use violence to get respect if necessary. We found that men who are in the man box, they're much more likely to self-report sexually harassing a woman. They're much more likely, in fact, 14 times more likely to self-report the use of physical violence. And they're much more likely to experience poor mental health themselves, over twice as likely to experience suicidal thoughts. The second thing we found is that the experiences each of us have in our lives are really complex. Like some of your listeners might have heard things like, well, family violence is more likely to occur in poor suburbs, or binge drinking is a problem for people who have lower levels of education. What this research finds is that those demographic factors, where you live, your occupation, your education levels, your cultural heritage, they were dwarfed by the impact of the man box attitudes.
What do you think can be done to reduce the unhealthy behaviours and attitudes that men and boys do perpetrate towards women and with other men and children?
I really think governments have a role to promote public awareness about the impact of these attitudes. It's not all men that we're talking about. It's about a third of men who endorse these attitudes. And I think there's a real role for governments to increase an understanding of the impact of these attitudes and also prevent alternative models of masculinity. There's a real role for role models. We work with social workers, teachers, faith leaders, sports coaches, to equip them with the knowledge and confidence to engage with the men and boys they work with. These are tricky conversations. Like, we're not saying that all the attitudes in the man box are bad all of the time. Like, there's some circumstances where we do have to act tough, where we do have to sort out problems on our own. What we're saying is we don't want our boys and men to feel like they're constrained to behave in a certain way because of their sex.
And do you find that the Men's Project has had a positive outcome and influence for men and boys where they can't unlearn unhealthy, toxic, masculine norms?
We all have habits. We have physical habits. We have mental habits. And they're all able to be changed. And so when we're working with boys, whether that's boys in schools or men in workplaces or teachers or social workers, every day we see progress on these challenges that we're talking about today.
Matt Tyler, Executive Director of the Men's Project at Jesuit Social Services, ending that conversation with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.